Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Sometimes it feels like we're drowning in a torrent of really bad news. But I think the worst people feel at the moment, that means they're actually waking up. And if you're unhappy with the political and the economic and the social, all these things manipulating the world today, the critical first step in fighting these forces is changing the way people think about them. So, with that in mind, a lot of people are changing their minds about the culture and institutions around them faster than ever. Here are some fundamental shifts in thinking. Now, first of all, good versus evil. Not long ago, it was common for conservatives to see the Marxists less as foolishly mistaken. A collection of young and inexperienced troublemakers who would eventually snap out of their common delusion once they were forced to confront reality. Now people understand that the less real mission is to reject reality. Castrating boys so they can pretend to be a girl is not healthy. Perpetuating racism as social policy is not justice. Imposing a woke state religion over personal conscience is not moral. So aiding and abetting child sex trafficking and drug smuggling at our border is not compassionate. Stealing property is not equitable. Just as with Leninism and Maoism before, today's leftism is evil. Then there's the parties versus the uniparty. There's been a seismic shift in the way the Republican voters see political parties. After Obama forced government-controlled health care on America, the Tea Party movement began a desperate fight against the socialist advance. And from the energy of that movement, the Republicans eventually took back the House and the Senate. And despite those triumphs, Paul Ryan rubber-stamped Obama's budgets while refusing to build Trump's border wall. McConnell's Senate Republicans, who'd run on repelling Obamacare, cemented socialized medicine with McCain's decisive betrayal. Grassroots finally rejected establishment Republicans and catapulted Trump into office. And in response, they quickly assisted Democrats in their attempt to remove Trump with the Russia hoax. In the space of a decade, most Republican office holders were outed as rhinos before voters probably concluded that they were actually a part of a single D.C. uniparty all along. Science versus political manipulation. The only good thing to come out of the government's COVID lockdown was its inadvertent creation of a eureka moment for tens of millions of Americans who realized that science became irredeemably politicized. And when health authorities opted for experimental injections over known medical treatment, they sacrificed lives in order to push an agenda. When they separated families and forced vulnerable patients onto ventilators, they acted inhumanely. When the politicians and the corporations started to censor and destroy livelihoods and hobbled childhood development and terrified the public with known lies, they not only proved that objective science is dead, but they also committed crimes against humanity. self-determination versus global government. Just as Rhino and Uniparty have entered our lexicon as profanity, so too has globalism. And with respect to the constitutional express prohibition or the American public's wishes, deep state bureaucrats and politicians continue to surrender national sovereignty to the UN, the WHO, the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, and their globalist brethren. We've lost our self-determination. Elections versus selection. Every presidential election this century has been tainted by allegations of fraud. And instead of remedying this public perception, they've made things worse. Voting has turned into a months-long affair that begins before candidates have even debated and often extends many weeks past Election Day. Electronic voting machines remain vulnerable to hacks. Mail-in balloting, devoid of fundamental security, identity checks, or signature verification, has transformed contests into ballot-stuffing fraud fests orchestrated by paid political operatives. Secretaries of State refrain from enforcing election law. Attorneys General refrain from prosecuting crimes. Courts rewrite statutory law to tilt elections. Vote counting lacks transparency. America overwhelmingly believes that the election process is, the cheating is pervasive. Then there's the free speech versus propaganda. Well, that's Western governments are so terrified of losing control over their citizens that they attack freedom of speech as a threat because they have a monopoly over information. Words and ideas are now labeled as hateful whenever they contradict the official state dogma. Enlightenment efforts to smother free thinking has exposed the political establishment as mere propagandists and bullies. Money versus control. Man, many more people believe and realize that free markets cannot exist alongside central banks that engage in manipulation of the economy. Until we free our money from government control, totalitarian governments will use money to enslave people. Impartial justice versus targeted persecution. There is no faster way to destroy trust in a nation's institution than to use the criminal justice system as a machine to target a political enemy. The Republic versus the Empire. As Mark Twain succinctly noted, America cannot have an empire abroad and a republic at home. It didn't work for the Romans. It hasn't worked for the Americans. Not since the end of World War II. So, D.C. has transformed its limited powers into a global juggernaut beyond accountability. And in the process, Americans, the inherent right and liberties have been abandoned. Finally, civil war versus revolution for independence. As we come to term with these revelations, we've also realized something else. The federal government spends an awful lot of time and resources dividing us against one another. Should an ordinary citizen ever seek to reclaim their liberty, that future conflict will resemble not America's regional civil war, but rather the Revolutionary War struggle against government tyranny. We live today in a very combustible era in which the common establishment illusions shatter daily. Paradigm shifts in the way people see their world advance in short years rather than over decades or centuries. Is this revolution of the mind uncomfortable, though? Apparently so. It is also absolutely necessary. This is a feature of every great awakening. And as America continues to wake up and continues to start to demand things, and we see it in various little moves, like, I mean, as simple as people ditching the smartphone and going to the old flip phone format because all they need is something to make calls and text. That simple. We'll see. We're going to see where this goes. By the way, the generation actually leading that charge on the phone front is Gen Z, which interests me. That's very, very interesting to me. So keep going, America. Keep waking up. Keep pushing. Keep looking. Keep realizing what you see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A favorite talking point of the Biden White House is that guns are the leading cause of death of children. And the problem with that is false. The number one cause of death of the children in America is gun violence, so says Vice President Kamala Harris. Later, that was on June the 2nd, later the White House tweeted, guns are the number one killer of children. And Biden, of course, has made that claim all multiple times this year. Then the Washington Post decided to get in on the game. They couldn't just let this be floating out there. This is just too meaty. They ran a headline, why guns are America's number one killer of children. Then the NPR headline, firearms overtook ILO accidents as the leading cause of death in children. And even the BBC got in on the act. Gun deaths were the leading killer of U.S. children in 2020. Fact checkers from Newsweek and Snopes also pushed these claims. Now, what I find so interesting about this is with the left, who wants to take and sexualize children, who wants to take and mutilate children, and if, you know, ultimately, if they could do it, they would abort them before they ever get here. They seem to have no issue describing what is a child when they can't describe what is a woman. So, first question is, what is a child? For those under 18, vehicle deaths are consistently greater than those from firearms. Among homicides, unintentional deaths, and suicides together shows 2,443 total deaths from vehicles and 2,218 from firearms. In 2021, there were again 2,668 vehicle and 2,519 firearm deaths. When we exclude justifiable homicides that are committed in self-defense, that number falls by several hundred. So even if you count 17-year-old gang members as children, the White House claim is incorrect. In 2019 and 2020, more minors died from suffocation. Homicides for all ages have been on the upswing across the country starting in 2020. Democrats blame this on guns while ignoring police budget cuts and refusal to prosecute violent criminals and bail reform and mass release of many young, healthy inmates during the pandemic. Many people would even define children at even younger ages, but the claims by gun control advocates like Biden and Harris is only possible if they define anyone under 20 as children. Now, for those under 20, firearm deaths exceed vehicle deaths for 2020 and 2021 when you use the CDC firearm homicide data. When you use the FBI data, the vehicle deaths exceed the firearm deaths for 2019 and 2020, and likely 2021, though the FBI data isn't available for that year because it was never completed, right? The bottom line is that about a third of the firearm deaths for those under 20 involve homicide, where the victims are 18 and 19 years old. Approximately 20% involve homicides for 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. These deaths are largely gang-related, and even banning guns is unlikely to stop drug gangs from obtaining guns to protect their extremely valuable drugs. Doesn't stop them anywhere else on the planet. And nor does it make sense to blame rising suicide on guns. When gun bans are enacted, there are many other effective ways to commit suicide. You can hang yourself, you can walk in front of a train, jump from a height, you can use explosives, or take cyanide. It's sky's the limit. If you're contemplating suicide, seek help. But, I mean, I know the score on this one. I know that if somebody really wants to kill themselves, they're going to. My first producer killed himself. He tried to kill himself using, slamming a car into a tree. That didn't work. It did everything but kill him. Then as soon as he healed up, he got a gun, went out on a dock, and shot himself in the head. Suicide. It's not about the tool. It's only about the result. With the FBI data, firearm suicides make up about 40% of all firearm deaths. So, for example, in 2020, for those under 20, removing suicides will reduce the number of firearm deaths using the numbers from the CDC from 4,253 to 2,960, and using the FBI murder rate from 3,405 to 2,112. Banning guns might reduce firearm suicides in cases of self-defense. But it won't reduce firearm murders, and indeed a ban on guns. Even a handgun ban, like the ones we've seen in Washington and Chicago, makes things much worse. Because after every gun ban, the murder rate goes up. You would think just once, out of simple randomness, out of the luck of the draw, that the murder rate would have gone down and remained the same after a ban. But whenever the crime data are available from both and before and after a ban, you see the murder rates have gone up. Gun control advocates will tell you that Washington and Chicago weren't fair tests. They'll point out that criminals could still get guns in Virginia or Maryland or in Illinois or Indiana. And that might explain why murder rates didn't fall as promised, but it doesn't explain why murder and violent crime rates go up. Even island nations have fared no better. After the UK banned handguns in January 1997, its homicide rate rose by 50% over the following 8 years. The rate returned to earlier levels only after a 14% increase in the number of police. Even more dramatic post-ban surges occurred in Jamaica and Ireland, with 6- and 7-fold increases in homicide rates. This is not about the tool. This is about the policy. The policies which lead to the squalor. Because all of these places where we see increases in homicide, a lot of these places are just blue cities that have been run by Democrats for a century in some cases, where this is finally what it's gotten down to. The welfare state, this is what it yields. Because in the big cities, the first thing, the precursor to all of this was the welfare state. You didn't have drug gangs like this in the 60s and 70s. To be sure, you had gangs, but nothing like we have today. Nothing like we have today. I mean, and when we had gangs, there was decisive action taken against them, which is not the case now. We know exactly who the gangs are. We know where they are. They know. The police know. It's far easier to blame the gun. The gun is the problem. Except the gun has never been the problem. The gun is a tool. You know, in China last week, somebody got on a bus and killed 6 kindergartners. Or maybe it was in a school. I can't remember which it was. Knifed them to death. In France recently, a bunch of toddlers in their strollers were getting knifed by an Islamic. He was running around just stabbing babies in strollers. What kind of evil nonsense is this? All of that made possible by policy there. Anytime you have this kind of thing happening, it's going to be about policy. We also have the mental health side of it to come into play, where, you know, certain people can't handle life. But Democrats never accept their responsibility for increased violent crime. They want to blame guns. There's no better way to do so than to claim that the guns are the number one killer of children. Well, no. But then again, once again, Democrats, will you define for me what is a child? When is it, and can a child be a criminal? Can a child be a gang member? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is pledging his unwavering support for Israel at the Christians United for Israel Summit in Arlington, Virginia. He criticized the Biden administration's handling of the Israel relationship.
You only care about applying disfavored treatment to the state of Israel? That is anti-Semitism, and that is wrong.
Biden has not invited Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House since taking office in Israel last year. Millions in the U.S. are dealing with extreme heat and smoke pollution from Canada. The National Weather Service's triple-digit temperatures could last through the middle of the week. Meanwhile, smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again heading south into the U.S. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is revealing a list of Supreme Court appointments if elected president. The list of candidates include Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Utah Senator Mike Lee. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. COVID was very educational for the totalitarians. They saw a means to get the power they wanted, and they did it with fear. They drove everybody crazy with fear of this disease that everybody thought if they went outside and didn't possibly have a mask, even though you're out there in the sun where they can't really exist, or driving in a car, windows rolled up, mask on, 6 feet. Nobody wanted to talk to anybody. If anybody coughed, he was probably going to get clubbed to death. So they did fear, and fear worked. And we all locked up. And some of us began to see the difference between what was, a real issue versus what they were telling us was going on. And we figured out COVID was just like the flu. Some of us got it and survived it. Well, they're deciding they're going to use a climate crisis to try to cancel gasoline-driven cars. This is totalitarianism at its best. Now, soon after a World Economic Forum partner was caught calling for an end to private car ownership, a climate expert is warning that the push to cancel the gas-powered car is just a ploy to end private transport. The climate crisis is a hoax. But for an authoritarian globalist, it's a good hoax. Thus, we get this from Climate Depot's Mark Morano. He went on Fox Business last Thursday and discussed how the Democrat and globalist push to replace gas cars with EVs isn't about helping the environment, but restricting the freedom of movement of the Americans. He said, this really isn't about them driving an electric car. Highlighting this how this is a top-down decision, not based on popular demand. This literally is the banning of gas-powered cars. It's being done just like the COVID lockdown without a vote, which is an interesting, interesting take on it. From California to the Biden Environmental Protection Agency to Australia, the leftists are trying to force ordinary citizens into a corner with their gas car restrictions. And the Pew Research Center published the results of its new survey on June the 28th. And it found that less than half of the U.S. public, 40%, favors phasing out of the production of gas-powered cars and trucks. It's also significant that EV batteries generate lots of toxic waste, so they're not better for the environment. But Murano went on. He said, this is not to force people into an electric vehicle. It is to collapse the plentiful freedom of movement and force us to use mass transit. They want us on the subway. See, it's a global collusion. A lot of mass transit is used overseas. They want us on buses, and that's what this is about, he said. Former UK PM Prime Minister Boris Johnson's transportation secretary said owning a car was outdated, an outdated 20th century thinking. They're rationing vehicle use. It's very simple. You can look at Cuba to see how that turned out. You're going to have a lot of used cars. Then he focused on John Kerry, the special presidential envoy on climate, who just testified to Congress and denied owning a private jet, though his family's owned a private jet for years. And we get this from Fox News. Now, keep in mind, when John Kerry was confronted publicly last time in Iceland, he flew on a private jet to Iceland to pick up an environmental award and gave the original defense the equivalent of, do you know who I am? I am so important I have to fly a private jet. I'm trying to save the climate. But he doesn't have time to be with the masses on a commercial airplane. And what he said that day in front of Congress was, I don't own a private jet. We don't own one, meaning his wife owned one, until last year. Now he says he's been on only one flight, and that goes against a lot of contradictory evidence. He's actually been on several dozen private jet flights since he sold his private one. Bill Gates was asked the same thing. He said he gives to carbon offset funds when he flies a private jet. Al Gore said the exact same thing about 20 years ago. He said he didn't own a private jet without addressing whether he flew in them. That's all Bill Clinton-level parsing. Shifting now, you know, Newsom is out there talking about his 28th Amendment. And although the Second Amendment protects individual liberty by telling the government what it can't do with respect to gun control regulations, his amendment would tell the government what it must do to restrict individual liberty through gun control. And he wants to ban semi-autos and impose many more layers of... I mean, the gun industry has so many layers of red tape already, he just wants there to be more. And the notion that he's trying to do anything other than gut it is laughable. And despite Newsom's insistence that these measures are popular, they've been passed only by a small minority of states. The two-thirds majority of both houses of Congress, much less being ratified by the requisite number of state legislators, it doesn't have a chance. 230 years after it's been ratified, the Second Amendment plays a big role on a daily basis, preserving your natural right and your life, particularly from criminals who would harm you. Depending on who you believe, which study you want to look at, between 500,000 and 3 million times per year, you are using a gun in self-defense. In 2021, the most comprehensive study ever conducted on the issue concluded that roughly 1.6 million defensive gun uses occur in the United States every day. Take that, divide it by 365. On a daily basis, it's very impressive. So, here's some examples of people using guns to defend themselves. Like in Pennsylvania, in a road rage incident, you know, a group of people in one car followed another vehicle and threatened its occupants with a gun, causing that driver to crash while trying to escape. They then fled the disabled car and hid on a nearby auto parts store, and the group in the other vehicle found them as a friend driving a truck arrived to pick them up. There was a shootout that ensued, and it was self-defense. Shreveport, Louisiana. Police said a man shot and wounded his daughter's boyfriend after he assaulted her, took her keys, and reached for a firearm. Alton, Illinois, a woman armed with an illegally possessed gun showed up to a family member's place of work in violation of a protection order, physically assaulted her relative, and threatened multiple employees. A co-worker of the relative, also armed, shot the woman who departed in her vehicle. Tulsa, Oklahoma, a trespasser aggressively approached a homeowner as he was doing yard work and refused to leave the property. A trespasser cornered the homeowner in his garage and assaulted him with lawn shears. The homeowner escaped, got a gun, and shot him. This is all happening in June, by the way. Hartford, Connecticut, two armed robbers entered a store, pistol whipped an employee who opened fire with his own gun, wounding one robber. Big Clifty, Kentucky, a woman fatally shot her ex-boyfriend when he forced her way into her home just before midnight. Wilson Mills, North Carolina, a man fatally shot a trespasser who accosted his young daughter in their backyard. Cudahy, Wisconsin, police said a resident came home from work to find an unknown man hiding in his attic, and he held the intruder at gunpoint until the cops got there. Columbia, Missouri. Police said that an armed resident successfully detained a burglar who, after stealing from multiple houses in the neighborhood, broke into his garage and tried to take his car. Las Vegas. When a helmet-clad gunman began to indiscriminately shoot a rifle in the lobby of a luxury condo building, an armed employee returned fire. Grovetown, Georgia. Police said an intoxicated driver fleeing a hit-and-run repeatedly rammed his car into another vehicle that was trapped by stalled traffic. That driver fired his gun several times at the intoxicated driver's car, ending the assault. This happens all the time. That's only all that stuff. All, and that's not everything. That's not everything that happened. That's just some things that happened in June. So no, Gavin. Not happening, Gavin. Thanks anyway. Appreciate it. And on your way out the door, there's a free sample of Brill Cream waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now we're starting to see an interesting migration and a lot of different types of migration. In the United States, a lot of people are leaving blue cities and blue states and coming to other places where they have less tax, less crime, you know, more business. The Southeast is becoming the corridor for both population and business. More and more businesses are moving into the Southeast. More and more people are moving into the Southeast, and hopefully they're leaving their politics behind them because we don't need it. Now, another thing that's happening is movement of business, and in certain countries where, like here in the United States, that happened, but that happened because of policy, and that actually was, you know, aided and abetted by the government. But see, here's the problem with this. When you do this, and you, like in the United States, if you keep a headquarters in the United States, of course they can tax you. But as we found out, like when you look at California, California looks at the exodus going on in their state, and they're trying to figure out a way to keep taxing people that move away. Which, you know, I don't even know how that works. That's how the American Revolution began, taxation without representation. They think you can just follow somebody and keep taxing them. And when these totalitarian areas begin to lose their revenue, this is where they're going to be looking at things and try to force an issue. And if they can force it, they're going to do it. But there's a small problem with that. If they, like, say a business moves to my state, South Carolina, the governor of the state might look at the business in his state, who he attracted here, who he courted to come to this state. He might look at it and say, you guys are still trying to tax this business, which is now anchored here in my state? I don't think so. Now, over the course of time, with all of these things that we're talking about, as far as, you know, the things they're trying to impose upon us without a vote, in California, they want to do away with cars altogether that burn gas. In New York, they want to do the same thing, and they want to do away with gas stoves as well. In California, they also want to do away with lawnmowers. They want to do away with a lot of things. In the end, they want to do away with food. And they think they can do all of that without asking you if that's okay. They think that they have some divine providence to just make that happen. those policies are beginning to... It's beginning to be a snake that bites its own tail. In Germany, which is a very hoity-toity country as far as the way they regard themselves, coming out of... What is this? Where did this come from? I can't see where it's coming from. Germany's biggest companies are ditching the fatherland. Chemical giant BASF have been a pillar of German business for more than 150 years, underpinning their industrial rise with a steady stream of innovation that helped make Made in Germany the envy of the world. But their latest moonshot, a $10 billion investment in a state-of-the-art complex that they claim will be the gold standard for sustainable production, isn't going up in Germany. It's going up in China. Now, right now, China is not exactly the omnipotent giant that everybody thinks they are. But these plans were already in the works before some of these signs began to show, I'm sure. So they'll go ahead and go with it. They lost, BASF lost a significant amount of money last year in their home country. And this is what they're trying to do to staunch the bleeding. And what German companies are finding out is that they cannot compete from their home turf. Contrary to the EU sensibility and socialist assertion, companies actually need to make money. BASF executive Martin Brudermüller, he said, "We are increasingly worried about our home market. They lost 130 million euros in Germany last year. Profitability is no longer anywhere near where it should be." And this, he says, such malaise pervades the whole of the German economy, which slipped into a recession in the first quarter amid a flurry of surveys showing that both companies and consumers are deeply skeptical about the future. So the elite core of diplomats in Brussels, with the Germans having led the charge there for decades, have created a green energy fantasy built out of whole cloth, enabled in large by taxing the profits of the efficient, wealthy, compliant multinational companies like those in Germany, all in the name to save the planet. But now they're looking for an out. So we get suddenly a perfect storm is brewing over the former European powerhouse, signaling that its current recession isn't just technical, as policymakers pray, but rather a harbinger of a fundamental reversal in economic fortunes that threatens to send tremors across Europe, injecting even more upheaval onto the continent's already polarized political landscape. Confronted by a cocktail of high energy costs, worker shortages, and reams of red tape, many of Germany's biggest companies, Volkswagen, Siemens, to a host of lesser-known smaller ones, are experiencing a rude awakening and scrambling for the greener pastures in North America and Asia. Energy is killing Germany. Absolutely killing it. You know, not too long ago, they shut down three clean, reliable nuclear reactors. And while they're trying to run things with wind power, they decided to dig new lignite coal mines and opened up some new coal-burning plants. See, they refer to their energy grid as a dirty energy grid because of what they actually have to do in order to support it. But if they're shutting down nuclear in order to be clean, but they're going to coal, isn't this messing up your propaganda? Aren't you sort of contradicting yourself? And the prices continue to be beyond all reason, driving residents to breaking and businesses are relocating. And we get this. German energy prices are so high that some companies are considering leaving the country altogether. CNBC's Annette Weisbach asked Rasworm, that's Siegfried Rasworm, the head of the Germany Industry Foundation, whether the ongoing energy situation was bad enough for companies to relocate, which he responded, "It is indeed. A lot of family-owned companies have very operational plans to relocate, adding that the current business conditions in Germany have created a cocktail of obstacles for companies. Many German-headquartered businesses are doing well globally, but they're struggling with operations in their own country." Now, Green Party leader and Economy Minister Robert Habeck, one of the frequent villains, he seems unconcerned with this. He said, "In my view, Germany is an attractive location for both new and existing companies. And, of course, materials industries are under pressure as a result of higher energy prices. But there are political decisions to be made." So that's one of more industrial subsidies, right? to support electricity purchases. But Germany's running out of money to offer subsidies to the wind and solar program, so they tried something new. They've made the industries pay their own freight for access to new development, like Danish wind developer Ørsted, you might remember them from the New Jersey thing, told them to blow it out of their turbine. They're not going to pay for jack. They got sort of mad that it was even raised. So this is where, you know, this is where you see countries becoming deindustrialized. This is Detroit, but in a different way. The reason Detroit became what it was because of competition. The reason this is happening is because it's being forced out. So, you know, Germans are not known for being fast on their feet when it comes to change. But, you know, if they're going to do away with the gas-powered cars, the gas-powered, you know, Mercedes, BMW, Renault, Toyota, all these things that are in Germany, well, they're not going to be able to make things up. Now, some industries will stay in Germany as long as they're paid by the government to do so. But this is deindustrialization. This is where we take and go back to a time when we rode horses and we made our own butter and we killed our dinner that night. Yeah. That's what they got in place. That's what they have in the works. That's what the WEF wants for the world. And then when all that happens, then they'll be shoveling out the supposedly the grasshoppers, but they'll die anyway because we're going to do away with their food source as well. Interesting. These leftists are very interesting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.